from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back in on Fesco in the Morning, Dusty Likens with you, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. We'll have Josh Vernier in less than an hour. He'll be on at 8:30. We can revisit that Trevor Bauer conversation that either you like to take or you hate to take.
It's one side or the other, right?
Yeah. It's good to have people not like you.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah. Believe me, I've been dealing with that my whole life.
Yeah.
Starting with my wife.
Oh, man. She's a saint.
She loves you. She loves Carrington. Me. She loves Josh.
Does she have a say in who? No, I'm just kidding.
Can we get Spec to talk to Jen for like half a minute?
She'll tell him.
My husband's been so much happier. Anyways, bring it in. Bring it in. We got to keep this show on the rails.
Yep.
Stadium talk?
Yeah, we always have stadium talk. Right? I told people, you know, when this happened, just to kind of refresh everybody, when I hear information, I'm passing along the information. I'm not holding anything back. Whether it comes out to be true or not, I'm going to give you the information that I'm hearing at that point in time. And as we know with anything, as the world turns, this stadium stuff is crazily turning, right, left, right, up, down, north, south, east, west. And it's not ending anytime soon, or is it? You know, that's the interesting thing. Mark Donovan spoke over the weekend, I guess, up at training camp about, you know, what's going on with the Chiefs and kind of their stadium thing. And they're having conversations with both sides of the state line, as they should, right? As they should, because if one side is offering you something, you got to listen to see if it works for you. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, right? But you have to listen. You owe it to yourself to listen. And that's why for the folks that are mad that the Royals and Chiefs are talking to Kansas, the opportunity was there for them not to talk to Kansas, but it didn't work, right? And so now you've got to go into plan B. And so plan B is listening to everybody and anything out there, right? And I was told last week, and this could have changed in the last couple of days, who the hell knows, right? But I'm told that Kansas is closer with the Royals than they are with the Chiefs at this point in time. So maybe the Royals end up taking the star bonds in Kansas and moving to the Kansas side of the state line. There seems to be more of a sense of urgency for the Royals to get something done than there is for the Chiefs to get something done. And I'll get back to that in just one second. You know, the Royals are owned by John Sherman, but there's a lot of investors underneath, right? Everybody wants their cut, right? Everybody, hey, where's our return on investment, right? So he's got to answer to the board, if you will. The Hunts just have to answer to themselves. They have to do whatever they want because it's their franchise and nobody else is involved. But the Chiefs did mention that they're in conversations with Missouri, and there isn't, quote unquote, a sense of urgency, if you will, with the state of Missouri. But there actually is a sense of urgency if the Chiefs do want to stay in Missouri. The sense of urgency is Mike Parson is a Chiefs fan. He's the governor of the state. The two guys that are running to replace Mike Parson, from what I'm told, do not have an appetite to fund stadiums. And so if the Chiefs do want to get something done with the state of Missouri, they essentially have until the end of the year where they've got a favorable person in place in the governor's office to get something done. After that, we don't know what the situation is going to be when it comes to getting public money on the Missouri side for a stadium. Like I said, the Royals have a faster timeline that, from what I'm being told, than the Chiefs do right now. But big picture, the time is ticking on the Chiefs. Like, Missouri right now, this is the perfect time for the Chiefs to get something done. You have a sitting governor who's a season ticket holder, right, for the team, right? He got to do things to try to keep that team in his state. Once he expires from his term, well, there's no guarantees that whoever gets that office next are going to be in favor for that. And I will say this. If the Chiefs end up staying in Missouri and the Royals do go to Kansas, let's say that's what happens, right? I think if you're using public dollars, you build new. Renovating again Arrowhead, to me, I just don't think that's the proper use of public funds at this point in time. We're talking about a 60-year-old stadium. Mm-hmm. You're going to renovate it for another 20 years. Then you're talking about an 80-year-old stadium. And then we're going to be back in this situation. Not going to be my problem in 20 years, but we're going to be back in this situation in 20 years where we're talking about it again. I think now is the time. If the Royals end up do moving, then the Chiefs should stay at the Truman Sports Complex, but tear down Kauffman and build a brand new stadium out there.
This was Mark Donovan at training camp a couple days ago about the timeline for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think 6 months from today, we're going to have a really good idea of where we are. We may not be done, but we need to have a really good idea. I'll go back to the point I made earlier. When you're building a new stadium, there's a lot more lead time than when you're renovating. So that's why that one's a little bit longer and will push us a little bit faster to make a decision. I'll just acknowledge, because I'm sure the follow-up question is coming, that timeline kind of plays into the Missouri timeline as well, right? So if we're on that timeline with Kansas, we need to make a decision, then Missouri sort of has to play to that same timeline. So that's the window I'd give you.
So there it is. 6 months. You got about to the end of the year, right? And in 6 months from now, it's January 22nd, right? Okay. So, or 21st, whenever that, you know, he was speaking the other day, sure. Right? That's after the first of the year. Governor changes on the first of the year, right? So in 6 months, you probably will have a good idea, or we will all pretty much have a good idea what's going on with these two franchises. I think in a perfect world, the Chiefs, they need the Royals out of there so they can have all that land to themselves to do what they want. And what they want, I don't believe, was what they put forward in February for everybody to see. Where you're putting fans in the upper deck and like a turf field out there, right?
Right.
So I think with once the Royals kind of have an idea of what they're going to do, it opens things up. But time is now starting to speed up if you want one or two or either of these teams to remain in Missouri. I think it's imperative to get this done by the end of the year while Mike Parson is still the governor of the state, because after he leaves office, there are no guarantees that anybody is going to support public dollars. I read something a while back, or talked to somebody, I guess I should say, about a week or so ago, who said that like we're getting to the end of the line in the United States where people are going to give public dollars for these stadiums. Like, this may be one of the last that we see. Like, there's no guarantees that the A's are moving to Las Vegas right now. They can't get a stadium done. I was reading an article about that yesterday. They got like a couple of bucks, like a third of the project from the state. Nobody's loaning them money. Nobody's giving them money to get the other two thirds of the money to build that stadium in Las Vegas right now. So it's a wild and crazy time. The sooner we can get this done for both teams to remain in the metro on either side of the state line, the better it's going to be for all of us.
I just want to go to sleep, have it all go happen, and then wake up and find out what the actual deal is.
That's
where I'm at.
It's exhausting, Dusty. I'm not going to lie. Like, it is very exhausting with all this stuff. But every day there's something different being floated
every
out
single
there.
Day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back in on Fesco in the Morning, Dusty Likens with you, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. We'll have Josh Vernier in less than an hour. He'll be on at 8:30. We can revisit that Trevor Bauer conversation that... either you like to take or you hate to take. I figured
it's one side or the other, right?
Yeah. It's good to have people not like you.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah. Believe me, I've been dealing with that my whole life.
Yeah.
Starting with my wife.
Oh, man. She's a saint.
She loves you. She loves Carrington. Me. She loves Josh.
Does she have a say in who? No, I'm just kidding.
Can we get Spec to talk to Jen for like half a minute?
She'll tell him.
My husband's been so much happier. Anyways, bring it in. We got to keep this show on the rails.
Yep.
Stadium talk?
Yeah, we always have stadium talk. Right? I told people, you know, when this happened, just to kind of refresh everybody, when I hear information, I'm passing along the information. I'm not holding anything back. Whether it comes out to be true or not, I'm going to give you the information that I'm hearing at that point in time. And as we know with anything, as the world turns, this stadium stuff is crazily turning, right, left, right, up, down, north, south, east, west. And it's not ending anytime soon, or is it? You know, that's the interesting thing. Mark Donovan spoke over the weekend, I guess, up at training camp about, you know, what's going on with the Chiefs and kind of their stadium thing. And they're having conversations with both sides of the state line, as they should, right? As they should, because if one side is offering you something, you got to listen to see if it works for you. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't, right? But you have to listen. You owe it to yourself to listen. And that's why for the folks that are mad that the Royals and Chiefs are talking to Kansas, the opportunity was there for them not to talk to Kansas, but it didn't work, right? And so now you've got to go into plan B. And so plan B is listening to everybody and anything out there, right? And I was told last week, and this could have changed in the last couple of days, who the hell knows, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm told that Kansas is closer with the Royals than they are with the Chiefs at this point in time. So maybe the Royals end up taking the star bonds in Kansas and moving to the Kansas side of the state line. There seems to be more of a sense of urgency for the Royals to get something done than there is for the Chiefs to get something done. And I'll get back to that in just one second. You know, the Royals are owned by John Sherman, but there's a lot of investors underneath, right? Everybody wants their cut, right? Everybody, hey, where's our return on investment, right? So he's got to answer to the board, if you will. The Hunts just have to answer to themselves. They have do whatever they want because it's their franchise and nobody else is involved. But the Chiefs did mention that they're in conversations with Missouri, and there isn't, quote unquote, a sense of urgency, if you will, with the state of Missouri. But there actually is a sense of urgency if the Chiefs do want to stay in Missouri. The sense of urgency is Mike Parson is a Chiefs fan. He's the governor of the state. The two guys that are running to replace Mike Parson, from what I'm told, do not have an appetite to fund stadiums. And so if the Chiefs do want to get something done with the state of Missouri, they essentially have until the end of the year where they've got a favorable person in place in the governor's office to get something done. After that, we don't know what the situation is going to be when it comes to getting public money on the Missouri side for a stadium. Like I said, the Royals have a faster timeline that, from what I'm being told, than the Chiefs do right now. But big picture, the time is ticking on the Chiefs. Like, Missouri right now, this is the perfect time for the Chiefs to get something done. You have a sitting governor who's a season ticket holder, right, for the team, right? He got to do things to try to keep that team in his state. Once he expires from his term, well, there's no guarantees that whoever gets that office next are going to be in favor for that. And I will say this. If the Chiefs end up staying in Missouri and the Royals do go to Kansas, let's say that's what happens, right? Mm-hmm. I think if you're using public dollars, you build new. Renovating again Arrowhead, to me, I just don't think that's the proper use of public funds at this point in time. We're talking about a 60-year-old stadium. Mm-hmm. You're going to renovate it for another 20 years. Then you're talking about an 80-year-old stadium. And then we're going to be back in this situation. Not going to be my problem in 20 years, but we're going to be back in this situation in 20 years where we're talking about it again. I think now is the time. If the Royals end up moving, then the Chiefs should stay at the Truman Sports Complex, but tear down Kauffman and build a brand new stadium out there.
This was Mark Donovan at training camp a couple days ago about the timeline for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think 6 months from today, we're going to have a really good idea of where we are. We may not be done, but we need to have a really good idea. I'll go back to the point I made earlier. When you're building a new stadium, there's a lot more lead time than when you're renovating. So that's why that one's a little bit longer and will push us a little bit faster to make a decision. I'll just acknowledge, because I'm sure the follow-up question is coming, that timeline kind of plays into the Missouri timeline as well, right? So if we're on that timeline with Kansas, we need to make a decision, then Missouri sort of has to play to that same timeline. So that's the window I'd give you.
So there it is. 6 months. You got about to the end of the year, right? And in 6 months from now, it's January 22nd, right? Okay. So, or 21st, whenever he was speaking the other day, right? That's after the first of the year. Governor changes on the first of the year, right? So in 6 months, you probably will have a good idea, or we will all pretty much have a good idea what's going on with these two franchises. I think in a perfect world, the Chiefs, they need the Royals out of there so they can have all that land to themselves to do what they want. And what they want, I don't believe, was what they put forward in February for everybody to see. Where you're putting fans in the upper deck and like a turf field out there, right?
Right.
So I think with once the Royals kind of have an idea of what they're going to do, it opens things up. But time is now starting to speed up if you want one or two or either of these teams to remain in Missouri. I think it's imperative to get this done by the end of the year while Mike Parson is still the governor of the state, because after he leaves office, there are no guarantees that anybody is going to support public dollars. I read something a while back, or talked to somebody, I guess I should say, about a week or so ago, who said that like we're getting to the end of the line in the United States where people are going to give public dollars for these stadiums. Like, this may be one of the last that we see. Like, there's no guarantees that the A's are moving to Las Vegas right now. They can't get a stadium done. I was reading an article about that yesterday. They got like a couple of bucks, like a third of the project from the state. Nobody's loaning them money. Nobody's giving them money to get the other two thirds of the money to build that stadium in Las Vegas right now. So it's a wild and crazy time. The sooner we can get this done for both teams to remain in the metro on either side of the state line, the better it's going to be for all of us.
I just want to go to sleep, have it all go happen, and then wake up and find out what the actual deal is.
That's
where I'm at.
It's exhausting, Dusty. I'm not going to lie. Like, it is very exhausting, so. with all this stuff. But every day there's something different being floated
every
out
single
there.
Day. Back in on Fesco in the Morning, Dusty Likens with you, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. We'll have Josh Vernier in less than an hour. He'll be on at 8:30. We can revisit that Trevor Bauer conversation that either you like to take or you hate to take. I figured
it's one side or the
go.
Other, right?
Yeah. It's good to have people not like you.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah. Believe me, I've been dealing with that my whole life.
Yeah.
Starting with my wife.
Oh, man. She's a saint.
She loves you. She loves Carrington. Me. She loves Josh.
Does she have a say in who? No, I'm just kidding.
Can we get Speck to talk to Jen for like half a minute?
She'll tell him.
My husband's been so much happier. Anyways, bring it in. We got to keep this show on the rails.
Yep.
Stadium talk?
Yeah, we always have stadium talk. Right? I told people, you know, when this happened, just to kind of refresh everybody, when I hear information, I'm passing along the information. I'm not holding anything back. Whether it comes out to be true or not, I'm going to give you the information that I'm hearing at that point in time. And as we know with anything, as the world turns, this stadium stuff is crazily turning, right, left, right, up, down, north, south, east, west. And it's not ending anytime soon, or is it? You know, that's the interesting thing. Mark Donovan spoke over the weekend, I guess, up at training camp about, you know, what's going on with the Chiefs and kind of their stadium thing. And they're having conversations with both sides of the state line, as they should, right? As they should, because if one side is offering you something, you got to listen to see if it works for you. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, right? But you have to listen. You owe it to yourself to listen. And that's why for the folks that are mad that the Royals and Chiefs are talking to Kansas, the opportunity was there for them not to talk to Kansas, but it didn't work, right? And so now you've got to go into plan B. And so plan B is listening to everybody and anything out there, right? And I was told last week, and this could have changed in the last couple of days, who the hell knows, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm told that Kansas is closer with the Royals than they are with the Chiefs at this point in time. So maybe the Royals end up taking the star bonds in Kansas and moving to the Kansas side of the state line. There seems to be more of a sense of urgency for the Royals to get something done than there is for the Chiefs to get something done. And I'll get back to that in just one second. You know, the Royals are owned by John Sherman, but there's a lot of investors underneath, right? Everybody wants their cut, right? Everybody, hey, where's our return on investment, right? So he's got to answer to the board, if you will. The Hunts just have to answer to themselves. They have to do whatever they want because it's their franchise and nobody else is involved. But the Chiefs did mention that they're in conversations with Missouri, and there isn't, quote unquote, a sense of urgency, if you will, with the state of Missouri. But there actually is a sense of urgency if the Chiefs do want to stay in Missouri. The sense of urgency is Mike Parson is a Chiefs fan. He's the governor of the state. The two guys that are running to replace Mike Parson, from what I'm told, do not have an appetite to fund stadiums. And so if the Chiefs do want to get something done with the state of Missouri, they essentially have until the end of the year where they've got a favorable person in place in the governor's office to get something done. After that, we don't know what the situation is going to be when it comes to getting public money on the Missouri side for a stadium. Like I said, the Royals have a faster timeline that from what I'm being told than the Chiefs do right now. But big picture, the time is ticking on the Chiefs. Like Missouri right now, this is the perfect time for the Chiefs to get something done. You have a sitting governor who's a season ticket holder, right? for the team, right? He got to do things to try to keep that team in his state. Once he expires from his term, well, there's no guarantees that whoever gets that office next are going to be in favor for that. And I will say this. If the Chiefs end up staying in Missouri and the Royals do go to Kansas, let's say that's what happens, right? Mm-hmm. I think if you're using public dollars, you build new. Renovating again Arrowhead, to me, I just don't think that's the proper use of public funds at this point in time. We're talking about a 60-year-old stadium. Mm-hmm. You're going to renovate it for another 20 years. Then you're talking about an 80-year-old stadium. And then we're going to be back in this situation. Not going to be my problem in 20 years, but we're going to be back in this situation in 20 years where we're talking about it again. I think now is the time. If the Royals end up moving, then the Chiefs should stay at the Truman Sports Complex, but tear down Kauffman and build a brand new stadium out there.
This was Mark Donovan at training camp a couple days ago about the timeline for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think 6 months from today, we're going to have a really good idea of where we are. We may not be done, but we need to have a really good idea. I'll go back to the point I made earlier. When you're building a new stadium, there's a lot more lead time than when you're renovating. So that's why that one's a little bit longer and will push us a little bit faster to make a decision. I'll just acknowledge, because I'm sure the follow-up question is coming, that timeline kind of plays into the Missouri timeline as well, right? So if we're on that timeline with Kansas, we need to make a decision, then Missouri sort of has to play to that same timeline. So that's the window I'd give you.
So there it is. Yeah. 6 months. You got about to the end of the year, right? And in 6 months from now, it's January 22nd, right? Okay. So, or 21st, whenever he was speaking the other day,
sure.
Right? That's after the first of the year. Governor changes on the first of the year, right? So right. In 6 months, you probably will have a good idea, or we will all pretty much have a good idea what's going on with these two franchises. I think in a perfect world, the Chiefs, they need the Royals out of there so they can have all that land to themselves to do what they want. And what they want, I don't believe, was what they put forward in February for everybody to see. Where you're putting fans in the upper deck and like a turf field out there, right?
Right.
So I think once the Royals kind of have an idea of what they're going to do, it opens things up. But time is now starting to speed up. If you want one or two or either of these teams to remain in Missouri, I think it's imperative to get this done by the end of the year while Mike Parson is still the governor of the state. Because after he leaves office, there are no guarantees that anybody is going to support public dollars. I read something a while back, or talked to somebody, I guess I should say, about a week or so ago, who said that like we're getting to the end of the line in the United States where people are going to give public dollars for these stadiums. Like this may be one of the last that we see. Like there's no guarantees that the A's are moving to Las Vegas right now. They can't get a stadium done. I was reading an article about that yesterday. They got like a couple of bucks, like a third of the project from the state. Nobody's loaning them money. Nobody's giving them money to get the other two thirds of the money to build that stadium in Las Vegas right now. So it's a wild and crazy time. The sooner we can get this done for both teams to remain in the metro on either side of the state line, the better it's going to be for all of us.
I just want to go to sleep, have it all go happen, and then wake up and find out what the actual deal is.
And that's
where I'm at.
It's exhausting, Dusty. I'm not going to lie. Like it is
very
exhausting
so.
with all this stuff. But every day there's something different being floated
every
out
single
there.
Day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.